Hello, and welcome to Mr. Marr's History Podcast. Google Mr. Marr History to get more help with Nationals Higher and Advanced Higher History. In today's episode, we will discuss problems that people who lived in the Highlands faced in the 1800s and early 1900s. Scotland is often thought of as splitting into two parts, the Lowlands and the Highlands. The Highlands cover the north and northwest of the country, as well as many of the islands. Throughout the 1700s and 1800s, life in the Highlands could be very hard. Most people who lived in the Highlands worked as farmers. However, due to overpopulation, there was not enough land to go around. As a result of this, many farm plots were subdivided, which meant they were shared amongst many groups. However, having a smaller amount of land made it hard to grow enough crops to earn enough money. Farming was very tough for other reasons as well. The soil in the Highlands was often stony and of poor quality, and this, combined with a very harsh climate, meant that it was very difficult to grow crops. In addition, the industrialisation which had changed large parts of the Lowlands had largely not affected the Highlands. Farming equipment was still very basic, with Highlanders relying on very limited tools, such as foot ploughs, and as a result, this also made it difficult to grow food. One of the most devastating events which caused problems for all Highlanders, but especially the poorests, was the potato blight of the 1840s. Although most famous for the effects that it had on Ireland, it hit Scotland and other parts of Europe too. The result of this was a famine, as Highlanders relied on potatoes, and as a result they didn't have enough food to eat or to sell. Jobs were also very difficult to find in the Highlands, adding to the problems of the time. Many people worked in the kelp industry. Kelp was a seaweed and it was collected to make chemicals. It didn't pay very much, but when cheap foreign kelp became available, those Highland jobs were lost and thus the people became poorer. This same problem affected the fishing industry. Fishing, especially herring fishing, provided a variety of jobs in the Highlands for people, which included catching but also processing fish. However, the impact of World War I and also people's changing tastes meant that less people wanted herring, and as a result this led to major job losses. All of this combined to make poverty a huge problem in the Highlands. The low incomes that the Highlanders had meant that they had poor diets, which in turn led to poor health. In addition, the quality of housing was extremely poor as well. Black houses, as many Highlanders lived in, were often shared with animals and had leaky roofs. Often houses would lack basic facilities such as toilets or bedrooms. Highland village life could also be very isolated. Many people found that their remote village made it hard to access things such as health services or entertainment. And as a result of all these problems, many Highlanders chose to move abroad or to other parts of Scotland.